Well, for listeners who don't know, why are officials in Panama expanding the canal, and how does it affect our port in the Purchase area?
The canal was built about 100 years ago. It's a system of locks that go up to a lake, so the vessels will go through the locks, get into the lake, go across the lake, and then go back down through the locks. The locks are all gravity-fed. They are currently 1,000 feet long and 110 feet wide. The largest container vessels going through at this time are about 5,000 20-foot containers. When the new locks are complete, ships will be able to go through that have up to 12,000 20-foot containers. So it's a large increase in size. And it's the container growth of over the past 20 or 30 years has just been, you know, double digits every year. And I don't think you're going to see that continuing, but you've seen it. It's always been an arrow going up for the most part. There's a lot of commodities that 20 years ago they were not putting in containers. Now they are. They're putting export grain in containers. Anything that they can get in a container, that's what it's going to go in.
So Panama has to be prepared for that.
The locks were 100 years old when they built those locks. Teddy Roosevelt was president. They were considered very large locks at the time. 20 years ago, the largest container ships were a little over 4,000 20-foot containers, and now they're building ships that are 18,000 20-foot containers in capacity. So now those will not be going through the canal, but you will have a capacity of 12,000 TEU ships going through the canal. So it's a huge infrastructure project.
What's a TEU?
A TEU is a measurement of a 20-foot equivalent unit. Most of your containers that you see are 40-foot containers. So one 40-foot container is two TEUs. It's just a way to measure the volumes of movement or capacity.
So I'm assuming this is going to create some obstacles for ports all across America.
Those size ships will not be able to there'll be a select number of ports they can go to. Currently, a ship that is over 8,000 TEUs in size can't call New York, which is a major consumption area. It does not have to do with the draft, the water draft, but the air draft. They can't get under a bridge. New York is looking to correct that. Most East Coast ports have less than 50 foot of draft, so they're all scrambling. Your major ones, your Savannah, your Charleston, scrambling to have their studies done and approved by the Corps and find funding to prepare for them. But it has more to do with water draft, and also some of the cranes aren't going to be big enough. They're going to have improvements in shoreside cranes.
What obstacles has your port faced, and what have you done to prepare for them?
We have recently completed, and it was a federal-funded and Port Authority-funded project. We built a new turning basin. When the ships come up the river, they have to be able to turn around. The turning basin that we just completed was about a $23, $26 million project, opened about a year and a half ago. That allows any ship that will be able to get through the canal can turn. We do have an old turning basin that's further up the river that was smaller, and the larger ships could not turn there. That's about $23, $26 million project.